I'm Benjamin Payne with WVIK News. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos of Moline made headlines late last week when her fellow House Democrats elected her to their senior leadership team. It's a small group of seven, and among them, Bustos is the only one who represents a district in the Midwest. Her particular job on this team is to lead the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC for short. It's the official political arm of House Democrats. This means Bustos is leading her party's charge to recruit future candidates and work with vulnerable incumbents, basically to hold on to the majority they just won. Today, Bustos finished her first full week on the job as chair of the DCCC. Now that she's seen some of the challenges that lie ahead for her party, I wanted to check in with her. She spoke with me from the offices of the DCCC in Washington. So, Congresswoman, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
The midterm elections were held just a month ago, which means it's going to be another 2 years before the next elections for Congress occur. So that's a ways down the road, and yet you've already begun your job as chair of this committee that's tasked with helping elect Democrats next Congress. So at such an early stage in organizing for the 2020 elections, what is your work focusing on?
Well, we just had a historic election just about a month ago. And we have 63 brand new freshman Democrats who will be coming in. After January 3rd, when we are all sworn in, we will have 31 members of the Democratic caucus who come from districts that Donald Trump won. That means that we have a lot of tough races ahead. So job number one is always to represent our own districts. And, you know, in my case, I represent the entire northwestern portion of the state of Illinois. I represent 711,000 people that cover 7,000 square miles in the state. And that is job one. It will remain job one. And but on the political side of things, you know, as it is spelled out very clearly in the Constitution, members of the U.S. House of Representatives run for re-election every 2 years. So in addition to making sure that these, especially these 31 members who come from districts that Donald Trump won, we want to make sure that they're successful. On top of that, we have many candidates who ran who lost by 1 point or 2 points or 3 points, very, very close races. We'll take a look at each and every one of those districts and those candidates and go back for a second round in the 2020 election cycle and hopefully be even more successful in that election.
And on that same topic of Trump districts, before last month's midterms, you said that the Democratic Party needs to learn from the Midwest, in particular, other Democrats who have managed to win elections in these rural, blue-collar, otherwise Republican-leaning areas. And now that the election is over, it's clear, like you said, that Democrats made some significant gains in the Midwest. Look at Iowa, for example, where Democrats went from having just one of four House seats to three of four House seats. And yet, for all of your party's gains, if you take a look at a map of the midterm results across the Midwest, there's a lot of red. Republicans won wide swaths of this part of the country, most of Ohio, all of Nebraska, every district in Illinois outside of Chicagoland, except for your district in Northwest Illinois. So, as you see it, what did Democrats need to really work on in their campaigning ahead of 2020?
I think we have to focus nonstop on working families. You know, that is the foundation of being a Democrat. We've always stood up for people who are working hard, just want to do better for their families, and we literally have to punch our way back into the hearts of working families. That takes a lot of hard work. It takes using our two ears and our one mouth proportionately. There are some things that I've done since I was first elected in 2012 that I consider ways that I never lose sight of what's important to people. And I also say that none of what I do is proprietary. I will share it with anybody who's running for office or who's in office. And those couple things are I do what I call Supermarket Saturday, where I walk the aisles, and along with the cornflakes, I might find a grandma who's concerned about Social Security. This is how I find out what's on people's minds. And then when I fly back out to Washington, I can sponsor legislation that reflects those concerns for their families. And then the other thing I do, and we call it Sherry on Shift, just did my 76th in Galesburg, where I helped make railroad ties. But I work shoulder to shoulder with people who are just trying to provide for their families, and I learn about what their challenges are. And I ask them about, you know, when was the last time they were able to go on vacation. You know, you just learn a lot from people. when you just, again, listen more than you talk. And so those are some things that, to your question, Ben, about how do we understand working families and how do we understand rural America, it's by going to those places and talking with people and listening to people and then going out to Washington and fighting for them.
Do you think a lot of Democrats don't have that kind of on-the-ground presence?
No, I wouldn't say that. These are just a couple things that I've been doing since I've been in Congress. But you know, I'm a former reporter, just like you are. And as you know, Ben, you get to know people, you ask questions, and it is very natural for me to go into pretty much any setting, whether it's I'm the granddaughter of a hog farmer, and you know, so whether it's going to inside of a pig barn or whether it's going to a county fair and judging a contest for who's got the best cow or you know whatever it is, that's natural for me. I love people. I love to hear people's stories, and no, I think what I do, I might do it in my own way. You know, there's not. A guy named Joe isn't going to do something called Sherry on shift, but he might do Joe on the job. And so that's why I say none of what I do, I keep to myself. I share it with these wonderful candidates who are about ready to become new members of Congress, and they will represent their folks back home in their own way.
The DCCC is affiliated with the Democratic Party itself. That is not a legislative committee within Congress in the way that, say, the House Committee on Agriculture is. I just want to make that distinction for our listeners. So because it's basically a subsidiary of the Democratic Party, your fellow House Democrats decide who serves as the chair, and they elected you. You won against two members of the House who both represent different parts of Washington State. Why do you think House Democrats elected you?
Well, my pitch to my colleagues was, first of all, was making sure that we had a member of Congress from the Midwest sitting around that leadership table. It is critical that we as Democrats do better in the heartland. And my pitch to my colleagues was that I know how to win in tough districts. Again, you don't win by a 24-point margin in a district that Donald Trump won without doing something right, and so my colleagues thought that I would be the best person to run the political arm of the Democratic caucus in Congress.
Congresswoman Bustos, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. I appreciate you having me on.
That was Congresswoman Sherry Bustos speaking to me from Washington, D.C. Just today, she finished her first full week as chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, or DCCC. It's one of seven senior leadership positions for the incoming Democratic House majority, which officially takes office next month. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.